Thank you, ma'am. With that, we need to speak about item 6B, John Long, new oil and gas lease, Norma Standards, dear. Thank you for waiting.
No problem.
Please just fill us in.
Thank you, Chairman and Secretary of Minerals Council.
You go right ahead, dear.
We want to negotiate a lease for 2 years for the bonus of $6,500 and a royalty of 10%. In the northwest, the 2646 North 90s.
Thoughts?
Counsel.
I make a motion we accept this negotiated lease for Northwest 4, 2626-9, for bonus of $6,520.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilman Red Eagle. Open for discussion. And I know I was busy. That's a 2 year, 20%. Everything correct, sir?
Yep. Everything looks good. Just a question.
I'd like to call for the question.
I got a question.
Oh, excuse me.
I looked at the lease. How many open well bores is there?
That I don't know.
You own them all.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I looked at it. I just seen a couple of wells on there and looked like one maybe a new drill. Is this something that's been terminated?
That I don't know. I just know that I'm here to represent him. He's in the field and couldn't be here, so I'm here.
Have we got any information on that? Seemed like I looked it over. I know I looked it over. All the information was in there.
Bear with us just a second.
Well, the money looks right and the royalty looks right, and I didn't look at where it's at. I know the area over there across from Ron Martin's.
Right out here?
Yeah. I'm fine. 99, so I'm fine with it.
Counsel? Call for the question, dear.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much, dear.
Thank you, Councilman.
Yes. Council would like to go to new business, PSO, line rebuild. Mr. Michael Gordon, thank you guys so much. Please make yourselves at home. Bring your sandwich with you, whatever you need to do.
Thank you, Chairman Waller.
You'll have to excuse us. We'll be eating while you're talking.
Thank you again. Appreciate the opportunity to share today with the council members. I'd like to introduce the counterpart of mine at PSO, Aaron Rasmussen, who is a content expert. So as we talk through this, some of the more specific questions that you might have, I may have to defer. But as you may know, PSO is a part of the Southwest Power Pool. The Southwest Power Pool has the oversight of the electric grid to make sure that there's an adequate supply of power. As a part of that oversight, what they do is conduct studies to make sure that if there are needs to do repairs or to extend services, they have the final authority on that. PSO received notice to construct the Keystone Dam to Wakayo, 138 kV 2 mile transmission line to rebuild. So what I've done is I've communicated an overview of that project to you.
Okay.
Just to clarify, where exactly are you talking about? What type of structures are we talking about? And I do want to reiterate, this is a mandate that we received. It's a 30-year-old line that we're needing to replace. Again, we have very little say in that. We do have a mandate from the SPP. So we come today simply asking, how can we partner to make sure that as we look to implement that mandate that we've been given, that we're in harmony with the expectations that this council has? One of the things that PSO strives to do is demonstrate respect for its customers. Here I've heard the phrase shareholders, and I think that's mutually, we agree on that. We're all in this together, and at the same time, it's not just the people, but it's also the environment that we're working in.
That's correct.
So you can see from the submission that was emailed over, again, I just want to open it up to perhaps some questions that may have come from the document.
Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Sir, I would just ask the new poles, the new repairs are essentially just going to replace what's already there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because it looks like to me, based in your information PDF here, that you'll run the new poles and then immediately remove the old poles from the proximity there. That being said, Mr. Chairman, I can't see anything that we need to do differently. They already have these poles and this transmission line running through there. They're not talking about doing anything additional. They're simply talking about replacement.
Existing right-of-ways.
Yeah, on an existing right-of-way, so I'm not sure if he's looking for a resolution or what he's looking for.
What happens
Thank you, Chair. I've read through your stuff you submitted. The only thing I would say is if you could get somebody to, if you're going to move any dirt and haul it out of there, send how much cubic yards, send it to Chairman Waller.
And that's 5,000.
If you're going to move
any dirt.
That was something that we were looking for input on, the practices you would like to do.
Yes.
For us to use with that. If you want the dirt hauled out somewhere on Osage property, or how we can best meet your expectations for that.
Council.
Again, I would give us an estimate how much you're going to move by cubic yard.
Okay.
Send it to Mr. Waller and we go from there.
Okay.
We encourage if you can use it within your site, that's okay too. So if you're using material to redress some of your structures, et cetera, it's anything you're hauling off, we need to know.
And with that being said, that's when we do waive this permitting on this effort. Are you upgrading any of your bases and all of that on these poles, or are you just going to come back with what you have?
So we are going to come back with galvanized steel structures. What is out there currently are wood structures.
Okay.
The number of poles will be the exact same as what is out there. We will be removing the guy wires, so there will be less of a footprint.
That's correct. Okay.
But we will be adding bases to to where anytime you have an angle on the line, so there are two poles on your property.
We're fine with all that.
Okay.
I think the council is exactly that. If you do not have to do a ball of material to come in to do your base again, take the 5,000 square yards out, that we would have to do that permitting, and you would have to pay 10% of the project's removal amount. With that being said, if you're under that, and you can put it back in your right-of-way. A lot of times on the pipelines, we'll do a cone version, whatever the case may be. If it stays in the right-of-way, then we just go ahead and waive it and let you guys go about your business. How long will it take you to do the upgrade?
We have an in-service date currently for summer of 2020.
Just give me the information in an email, send it to Chairman, copy Lacey Reynolds. And we'll get right back with you, and then we'll come back to the council with that information to see if you need a resolution. But this council's already given me the opportunity to sign you a waiver from our office, and once I get that information, we'll work on that and just get it back to you. And I don't think there's any other concerns we might have, because you don't have the federal triggers, because you are staying in your original right of way. With that, council, do you have any other questions? So hearing none, email me. Call me late, call me off, and I'll get on it. Lacey, we've got to make sure this PSO line, Keystone.
You can contact the information, I think.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll be getting back with you. Council, I'd like to go on down. We've already talked about the letter that we need to write. It's just very, very short detail. And
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
That we authorize the chairman to submit a letter requesting information from the BIA to be shared with our legal counsel.
Second, please.
Second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor, Councilwoman Harland, second by Councilman Redcorn. Is there any other discussion?
Discussion?
Please.
Is this in regards to the Terra or is this other projects?
She said it's
or
on
any
every
or all
project.
Projects?
All projects.
As long as it, yeah, okay.
And for clarification, second chair, that's what the request why is because they wanted to make sure the attorney on representing us, the United States government DOI, is saying they have to go to the solicitor to get this request. This letter will enable them to get it for our behalf without me. But I'm glad you brought it up. It's not just for a terror, it's for all of them.
Just trying to clarify.
And you'll review it before I send it out.
No, I'll vote.
Okay.
Carte blanche.
Oh, well, we wish. Call the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Radical?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And we'll have you a review process available. It's going to be just one short paragraph. I'd like to move on down to item E, TEDC grant. Councilwoman Gray.
Yes. Probably about several months ago, we received word of the Tribal Energy Development Capacity Grant Program. And what this does is it's helping development of commercial codes and planning, engaging in planning practices and established land use policy. We want to do, if a tribe wants to engage in any business operation, it's essential that the first establish a proper business environment. And I think this is something that we have talked not only last summer when we went to the strategic plan, some of the things that we're working on now within our group, our work group, is this. So we decided to apply for this grant. Now, some of the things that we need, and I'm not sure if this is really just a request. Well, it is really a request.
Go ahead, Derek.
We want to know how many studies from those of you who have been on OMC 1, 2, and 3, or even, I wish Chief was still here, how many business studies have been done, and can we access those? I talked to Councilman Redcorn on break, and he believes that they should be around here somewhere. We can access some of them. What this grant will do is show the need for us to do a feasibility study, and the other is to create and adopt corporation codes, adopt LLC codes, adopt uniform commercial codes, and model tribal secured transaction codes. This is everything that all the other oil and gas tribes that have already, they're already there. So that's what the grant is. Councilwoman Harlan and myself are working on this grant, but there are some additional data that we need. I talked to our geologist, and he said that he believes that there are some of those, but if you all can assist us in finding those, or where are they located, Lacey, if you know, and if you can't find them, it's okay. But we know that different studies have been ordered and conducted by Osage Tribal Council and also the Minerals Council. And so we are just needing some of that backup. This grant is due March 15th. And while I was in DC on my trip, I came in, was contacted by the director up out of Lakewood, Colorado, Jonna Oberle Spritz.
Yes.
And Jonna is also part of Osage and comes from the Oberle family. She has offered any technical assistance that we need in combining this, getting this grant prepared and any technical assistance for. So we appreciate that. And so that's basically where we're at right now on the grant. Just wanted to give you all an update. this also really coincides of what David Mullen was speaking to today, that we got to have our business house in order. So while we're doing these other things, we'll be able to, this grant is for like $100,000. And hopefully that we'll get it all that in that amount, so we'll be able to consultant to assist with getting these laws in order for us.
I would like to comment one thing, is that are you talking about any kind of study that was done by the tribal council?
Yeah, if there was anything.
They are so far back in there, I would rather see us do application of the necessity of doing a new one because of a different environment we live.
Right. We just have to show in the grant part that this was sought out before, and it's probably outdated, but we just have to say if it was there, and if we can't find them, that's okay too. I don't know if Owen, since we don't have...
No, I know that we didn't do it, and we didn't have availability to one. The studies, only ones were done were by the lake.
Okay.
Sky Tigre.
Okay. Well, then that answers that, and we can carry on with and just say that they were done and they were probably outdated by another form of government. So we can write that appropriately. With that, that's the end of the report, and I'll be working with Councilwoman Harlan on completing that grant. We'll bring it to our next council
meeting.
That's
correct.
We'll get it to you to review and input, and then we'll need a resolution to accompany the grant.
That's correct.
And we'll have that ready. So that's my bit.
Okay. Council, anything to add? Councilman Rubin.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. The grant is to develop rules and procedures, regulations for LLCs.
It's a feasibility study.
Feasibility for what?
I'm just going to use Councilman Foreman's model. What she's wanting to follow is that we want to take gas and kind.
That's not a separate business.
Well, hold on, but it is a business. But, is it a business?
No.
Okay, no. Well, okay, bad example. Say we want to do something.
Remediation,
or plugging a well, whatever. In order for us to do that, on the nation side, and also on our side, we need to have, and also with Terra, that we're going to be talking about. We have to have laws in place currently right now, Councilman Rivard, that there are no laws on our books within our legislative body of the nation. This, we will develop them, and then we will look for a sponsor, and right now I think we have several of them who have stepped up and said, we are looking forward to working with you all. We take them over there, they adopt them, they become laws of the nation of how to, for us, not to, I mean, that we'll be able to do business on Osage and the mineral estate.
Well,
different
from
the
nation. So would that apply to the whole nation or just the mineral council activity?
The whole nation?
It would probably be... of anybody who wants to do work with the nation, whether it's a corporation, a private entity, a partnership, an individual, any part of that.
Councilman.
Thank you, Chair. Just a reminder what we've heard with Mr. Ball, code development has to happen super fast if we go that route. So this will give us a jump start on that process. So the end result will be, here's what we found, here's what we recommend. You know, for us, a grant can't move something forward. It has to be involved with the council. It can be recommendations. And I'm sure you're going to look at the terrorist option, all these other options. But we've got to get started.
Right.
We're going to do what he said.
Right.
And we don't, and I'm here within a year, which I thought was really fast. So we don't have a lot of time. We're going to go with the Terra option. So I support it.
Councilwoman Foreman.
So just to be clear, this feasibility study will identify guidelines for conducting business?
No.
Or?
There's like two parts of this. Some of the money will be going towards setting up the laws, and some of it will go towards the feasibility of what type of businesses that we would could get into as in the mineral,
fossil fuels, energy sector.
Kind of what we talked about, and what's the low-hanging fruit, and maybe something that we're looking at like, that's kind of like too big. You know?
Well, would you say laws, because I was thinking a law that would set aside the guidelines for doing business. What, give me an example of the law.
I think like, well, many laws, like if, what are the rules for like, if we want to develop within the OMC, a regulatory taking,
permitting agency,
permitting
remediation,
yeah.
Production, digitalization of our accounts.
Yes,
Just for those council members who maybe have forgotten this, that was an email sent to us from Bill Lynn in December. It was sent out to all Minerals Council members, and it's it'll say TEDC grant. And attached to that is the website you can click on to go read about it. One of the things is, there's several components to this, but it is certainly to help us to even see what we need to do for exploration of economic development sort of things in the energy field. So the grant is available once you click on that site.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. Gotcha.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, I've seen part of that with Council Lady and what I'm talking about. How much is the grant for? It was $100,000, right? You think it'll be enough to get all this done?
To echo what Councilman Foreman said, it's something, and that I think it's a great start for us. Right now we have such a limited budget, as you know, and for us to, and this is exactly, not to get too far off into the weeds here, having talked to Cedric Chavez, who is a councilman for Southern Ute. First thing he said, I was talking to him about, how did you all get involved in what you're doing right now? First thing he said is set up your commercial codes. And I'm like thinking in my mind, well, this is what we're doing. Other thing is build the relationships up in DC. The other thing he said is do your feasibility studies. That way you're backing up every step of the way of why you're doing what you're doing. And it's also transparent to our shareholders to see that we are working hard on getting through this.
Gotcha.
The grant throws up flags for me. Will you be working with Candy Thomas and the
Absolutely.
For this? Okay.
Absolutely.
Sounds good to me.
Very good. Councilman.
You did mention part of this, besides the feasibility, is to include what types of businesses.
Well, I believe in just writing the grant is one thing, and we can put energy in there and that can encompass that. But when it comes down to establishing the commercial codes, I think that's where we need everybody's input. We just want to be able, we're under a tight deadline. We should have probably applied for this last summer. I'm going to get some support from Candy there.
Please. Candy, please. May 10th, perfect.
The deadline was extended to May 10th.
Thank you. So that does give us some more time.
And out of clarity, I do want to say this is a self-governance application. It has to go through Candy and her office, and the deliverables will be some for the nation. But the chief and I just checked it. It's about 4 days ago. I talked to him. There'll be some efforts, and where I'd like the Oral Sage Minerals Council to be allowed to look at these endeavors, especially when I have to announce my shareholders only make $3,000. And that will be the deliverables I would want through my support. But also with the nation, chief and I have already talked about this, they are going to have some issues with that they can clarify. And I'll be real honest with you, we're going to have them because they're going to be over some other types of energy. Mm-hmm. The nation needs those laws on the books.
Yeah, okay. I think it's long overdue.
Okay. This is a housekeeping. Okay. Is there any more?
That's all I had. If there's any more questions.
We don't need a resolution until we get to review that.
No, not until they get it.
I know. I just want to let everybody outside.
Okay.
With that, I'd like to move on to the AB&B Future Monitoring under Tribal Authority. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chairman. As you all know, we've had a lot of conversation with ABB, the impacts thereof. We had second chair sent out an email, all the things, the challenges in ABB. I think you listed seven. I agree. This one kind of explores one of those options. And I applaud the options that are going on with ABB on the different levels, looking at shrinking the size of the acreage impacted, looking at the bank as a solution. But this is a solution that's going under doing monitoring under tribal authority. So what I'd like to is to propose a resolution, give me the authority to do an exploratory meeting with the Congress and the Chief. And I'm looking at March 1, it's called the posting meeting. And that would be in Congress, which Congressman Maker has indicated to me he'd be interested in sponsoring it. I told him that we're exploring together, is there any means that the tribe could have the project process under our Department of Natural Resources and be fully funded and do maybe a different type of whole program where they're not just hitting what's happening right now is just one sector of the area that's oil and gas doing all the ABB stuff, and we found out that generally nobody else, agriculture, rural water development housing, nobody else is doing ABB like we are. So this is an exploratory meeting. Of course, we'll not make any agreements till we find out if in fact that the nation is interested. And remembering the email from Chief Standing Bear, he asked the question, if we're going to do this, we need to know what needs to be done and about how much it's going to cost. Well, I'd like to answer that question. If we do this, this is what needs to be done, and of course it has to be law developed, and how much it's going to cost. So my resolution will be, Tolly Redcorn, to set up an exploratory meeting or a brainstorming meeting with Congress, Executive Office, invite ABB experts, Fred Storr, some of the guys at the State Department to explore those options. Proposing March 1st as the meeting date.
The former rep. Motion, sir?
Yes.
Council?
Just for clarification before I offer a second, is this a meeting you're asking for the whole council, or you're going to be the representative of the council?
I'll be the representative, but the full council is invited.
Okay. I would ask the councilman if he would consider amending his resolution to include at least two other members, not me, but two other members of the council. I'm not available March 1st, that's why I said that.
That's the day of our meeting.
To do that? Oh, it is.
That's why I'm not available. I knew that was not possible. I'm like, I'm not going to have to talk about
something. Okay, we'll pick a date somewhere first call tomorrow.
Well, if you guys don't get the agenda from, you know, where, we could probably pull it off that afternoon.
If you could amend to include two other members of the councils at that meeting with you, and then you're just, your committee would report back.
Yes.
I always think, and I've said this before, that it's kind of overwhelming when all eight of us go in there with eight ideas. It sounds better if there's somebody who takes a lead role and has some committee with them. Then I would second his amended motion for a resolution. I'll second that.
I'm still good with the day.
You're still what?
Good with the day, because you're going to be there now. With that, any other questions? I think it's a great idea to call for the question. The motion is that he's allowed to make a, set up a meeting with the executive and Congress to review the ABB process and what is the future endowment of the nation and the council. That there's more than just the...
Councilwoman Harley?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes, Councilman Harley, yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Could I ask one question, follow up on that? When was the meeting with John Pope that we set up for?
Is it 12th?
12th, 13th, and 25th.
March?
Yes.
12th? Okay. So then they could probably follow up with a meeting with her to clarify whatever brainstorming you guys come up with.
Did you say March 12th? I'm sorry.
Yes.
And that's by committee as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that would be a good time to say, here's what we found out on one of Mr. Yates' seven items, I think he mentioned. Here are the big factors.
I would like to sit in on a meeting just to...
Okay.
Since I do, I have been battling that little bug for 8-10 years, whatever.
Hey, don't make it personal.
That sounds personal.
Okay. We value our... Ecologist and all.
What time is the meeting?
Right here. Does everyone agree with the 12th before I schedule up? I know that. I'm just saying that.
Oh, we can blow his cover.
Oh, my God, lady. Thank you. We're ready to go. Let's go to the next one. DMD grant proposal, Councilman Redcorn.
Yes, we have a DMD grant, ongoing orphan well. Mr. Reddingle and I are proposing to look at an EOR, which is Enhanced Oil Recovery Feasibility. I'll have to ask Candy, have you heard when this one's due? It's been pushed back too, right?
It's March 15th.
The DMD is fine. Okay, so I'd like to delay this vote till March 1 meeting. That way, and the reason I'm saying that is when we have the resolution, we have to have the specific title of the grant on the resolution.
As you prepared last time for the same thing. That's fine, sir.
So at that point, we'll know the team players and exactly what's going to happen. And we're working with Mr. Reddingle and I, some of the folks we've seen in our committee, Jim Hesser, Mr. Law Burns, those gentlemen have shown interest, and yes, this is
Secretary.
You will be sending supporting documents so that everyone can look at it prior to the meeting.
So you'll have documents before the meeting? Yes, I'll do that.
And that'll be taken on into the March element?
Yes.
Okay. Without no vote on it today, I'd like to go to 6H, IHS. Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes, if you'll open up your the first attachment under 8H, That is the cost to purchase 18 months of natural gas liquids published market prices. My study of what we're getting paid for natural gas and natural gas liquids compared to market value only goes through 2017. I'd like to update it through January of 2019. So there's your 13 months. It costs 30 some odd bucks a month to purchase those published market value prices. So I make a motion that we spend $142.50 to purchase those prices so I can update my study.
Second.
I have a question. Councilwoman Harlan.
I see in this, at the top of this, the subscription goes to 5236 South Zuni Avenue, Tulsa. Where is that?
Oh, that was actually, that's my home. I should have caught that and changed it. I actually paid for all of the prices for 2012 through the end of 2017, cost me close to $3,000 just to do the study. So that's the address we have in the file. We can get that changed.
With that changed, I wouldn't have any issue, but as it's written today, I don't want to approve a document that's incorrect.
Well, we can.
We haven't gotten done with
the
discussion yet.
We can include amending it to be corrected.
Corrected. Also, were you under contract when we had you review that?
This is just a quote, by the way. It's not really the numbers.
No, I know that.
Okay, what was your...
But when you went and used this for your evaluation, wasn't it for us?
Well, it was. I wasn't on the Minerals Council at the time.
Were under contract by the Minerals Council.
No.
Of the gas contract.
No,
this
I didn't.
The same
you guys didn't ask for it.
Okay.
I just did it on my own.
Gotcha. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't leave you out there like that. Council.
Clarity. I'm seeing $422.50. I thought I heard $142.
That's what I'm seeing.
No, I said $422. I thought.
Okay.
You said $142.
Well, it's $422.50.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call for the question.
As amended.
As amended to be corrected. The quote.
I have a motion by Councilwoman. Who had the second?
I'll second.
No question.
I second it.
Actually, second chair did. Hang on just a second.
Is this the same one that goes? Is this the same one?
And you're going to have this. Do you have the available new address?
It can be this.
Hang on. Yes.
Does this not fall within the data exchange agreement that we signed?
That's just where I'm getting ready to ask.
No. The question is no. Our contract provides for well records and data
exchange
process.
Right here, that in exchange for all.
Could you tell us what paragraph you're looking at?
The last.
Page. It says, as full and final consideration for licensor to make available the data to IHS under the agreement free of charge, IHS will return provide licensor with IHS data free of charge.
Well, but it also identifies what data is part of this agreement in the exhibit. And I'd have to go back and look at the actual contract itself. I mean, we can call and ask, but I don't think our contract covers providing us with natural gas market prices.
Okay. Council.
Mr. Chair, wouldn't it be in our best interest to look up that information before we agree to drop another $422 if we're allowed to get that through our other agreement? Maybe we could vote on this on March 1st once we have that answer.
Okay, may I point out something on the contract?
Go ahead.
I wasn't done.
Excuse me.
Oh, I apologize.
Whatever, I'll be done.
Councilwoman.
Okay, under definitions, it's the first page, the very first paragraph, 1.1, data means without limitation the material, data, information, publication, database, or documentation is set forth in the applicable exhibit number one to this agreement and provided by licensor to IHS. Now, if you'll go to the second page, exhibit one, it identifies the data that this contract covers. Number one, data to be provided to IHS by licensor. Pursuant to this agreement, licensor is required to provide the following data to IHS. PDFs and TIFFs images, as available, containing well-documented images and well-logged images, including but not limited to historical images, currently available, and future images. Number two, data to be provided to licensor by IHS. And it's described as list of API numbers with well spots for Osage Minerals Council to have the API number associated to their spots on their website and link well documents and well logs to the spot on the map. Osage Minerals Council agrees the data layer containing IHS information will be a read-only layer export, will not be allowed to the public. There's nothing in here about license.
Okay.
Good.
Council.
Can we amend your motion to check to see if it's free of charge? If it ain't, we're going to pay for it.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
Council.
The question we called for, can we go ahead and call for the question?
As amended.
As amended?
It has to be.
That's actually, that's Councilwoman Foreman, the second check.
I agree to the amendment with my second.
Call for the question.
It's 422.
$422.50?
Yeah.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes, as amended.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes, as amended.
Councilwoman Harvey?
Yes, as amended.
Thank you. Okay. I'd like to go ahead, motion to go into executive session.
Make motion.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Harless. Without discussion, call for the question. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I want to just, our council to be cognizant that there are laws in place for going into executive session. There are 9 points that are covered under the current.
Yes, sir.
Open Meetings Act law.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to ensure all the items that we're talking about meets the items that are listed in the Open Meetings Act.
I think proprietary under Chief Standing Bearer, speaking on behalf of our trustee, DOI secretary, I feel like that falls into that criteria.
Okay,
yes, Chief. Yes, sir.
We're asking that Andy Thomas remain on the broadband. That's also a confidential information.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
And then the follow-up questions, I want to ensure that all our, we're called board, I think in the Open Meetings Act, board groups, or I think it's Part D, which were our committees.
Yes.
I mean, we need to follow the Open Meetings Act for announcements, for putting our agenda out
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
All of them. I want to ensure that all our committees that are moving forward, we've got to have follow the Open Record or Meeting Act.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair Call, for the question.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and thank you.
Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rehard?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for clarification. We're going to take 5 minutes, Chief.